but a very human and fallible system of ideas and motives, a system that grows and develops. He regards its spirit, its intimate substance, as the most hopeful thing in human affairs at the present time, but he does also find it shares with all mundane concerns the qualities of inadequacy and error. It suffers from the common penalty of noble propositions. It is hampered by the insufficiency of its supporters and advocates, and by the superficial tarnish that necessarily falls in our atmosphere of greed and conflict darkest upon the brightest things. In spite of these admissions of failure and unworthiness in himself and those about him, he remains a socialist. In discussing socialism with very various sorts of people he has necessarily had, time after time, to encounter and frame a reply to a very simple-seeming and a really very difficult question. What is socialism? It is almost like asking what is Christianity, or demanding to be shown the atmosphere. It is not to be answered fully by a formula or an epigram. Again and again, the writer has been asked for some book which would set out in untechnical language, frankly and straightforwardly, what socialism is and what it is not, and always he has...